is beginning to rain, rain, rain in the watch of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church at 5800 Evidence Cove, Evidence Cove, Spicewood, Texas, 78669. Or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week, we continue the series, The Mystery of God That Can Change Your Life. We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars's message. Up next is Jim Reeves with I'd Rather Have Jesus, after which we will begin Pastor Mars's sermon.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be His than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or land. Yes, I'd rather be led by His nail-pierced hands than to be the king of a vast domain and be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. Have Jesus than worldly applause. I'd rather be faithful to His dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. Yes, I'd rather be true to His holy name than to be the king of a vast domain and be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than
if you understand that Jesus is not Jewish or any human race, He is not from dust, He is not produced as we were from Adam and Eve. If you don't understand that, then you're not of God. You're not listening to the Spirit of God. You're listening to the spirit of the dust, of that creature that writhes and weaves his way through the dust on his belly, called the serpent. Now, listen to me very careful. Let's go over some more of this. This is too important for us to leave right now. Romans 7 verse 6 talks about the newness of spirit, that we're delivered from the law, that we were dead when we were under the law, but now we have a newness of spirit. Is that important to us? I believe it is. I believe it is. Now, this is an interesting thing here. Listen to what Paul also says in the Word of God. He says, talking about the earthy, he says, the earthy, such are they also that are earthy, and as is the heavenly. He was saying there's different types of states. Such as they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, listen to this, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Jesus was not flesh and blood when he went to heaven. He was God. Because flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Or else Apostle Paul lied in the Bible when he said, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. I'm telling you, if you say I'm a Belgian, I'm a Frenchman, I'm a Scotchman, and I'm inheriting the kingdom of God, I'm going to tell you, you're an idiot is what you are. You're foolish. You're not going to inherit the kingdom of God because you're any of those things, or because you're Jew or Palestinian or anything else. Now, if you want to be of the flesh, let me tell you what the flesh does. Let me compare the flesh with the Spirit of God. Paul said in Galatians chapter 5, verse 16, he says, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit. Do you see that? The flesh is opposed. It is the enemy of the Spirit. And the Spirit against the flesh. The Spirit is the opposes the flesh, I can tell you that. And these are contrary the one to the other. Wow. And then verse 19 says, now the works of the flesh are manifest. That means they're evident. They're plain to see. Which are these? Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions. Wow. Heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings. And then he says, they which do these things shall not inherit the kingdom of God, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. And they, verse 24, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Get that. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh. You put it aside. You've killed the flesh, but Spirit lives on. What happens when you crucify something? You're killing it. You're putting it to death. That's why Jesus, in his dying moments of the flesh, said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. He didn't say, Father, reconstitute my Jewish body. Now, I know he came back later, and he was on this earth for a certain number of days, and the apostles saw him, and doubting Thomas put his hands in there. Jesus can come in any form he wants. He's God. He can do whatever he wants. I mean, look, a burning bush, a cloud, whatever he wants. Don't try to limit him. But he is spirit. And Paul said, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. You want to walk in the flesh? You want to exalt some flesh? Go on. But don't try to tell me you're a Christian. I'll just tell you right away to your face, you're a liar. You're a liar. And you're into witchcraft. Chapter 3 of Galatians, Paul said, O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? And he goes right on there in Galatians, and he ends it by saying, listen to this. Listen, he says that the blessings of Abraham, the blessing that God provided Abraham, has come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now, that's verse 14 of Galatians 3. Imagine that. Remember all the blessing that God gave Abraham? And you know all these Christians that are Judaizers to say, but don't you remember God said he would bless Abraham's children and he would bless them and give them the promise. And that's why we've got the Jews, you know, are going to get the Holy Land again and they're going to do this and they're going to do that. It's the Jewish nation, the Jewish flesh, the Jewish blood. Oh, it's the Jewish DNA. Oh, yes, Jews, 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 Jews. But wait, what happened? Suddenly Paul comes on and says that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. Wow. What happened? What happened to the Jews? Did they lose the blessing and the Gentiles receive it? Oh, wait. Paul explains that. Paul explains that. Verse 26 says, "For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus." And verse 28 says, "There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus." Wow, he just put away all race. I've already given you the other verses. Suddenly he's saying now, shut up, all of you who are trying to proclaim your race is better than another. You know, back in those days, I'm sure a Jew who told a Roman citizen, "We're the superior race," the Romans probably turned to them and said, "Well, you're foolish. We're the Romans. We rule the world. We're the superior." See, men have always debated these kinds of genealogical things. And men have sought to be kings, saying, "I'm the royal blood. I'm the heir. I should have the kingdom." Hey, look at the history of Mary England or the kings of France or of Spain. But see, that's all man trash. That's man garbage. There is only one king, one kingdom that is the greatest of all, and Jesus sits on the throne, and he invites to be on the throne with him all of any race. That's why you cannot possibly be a racist as a Christian, because he invites all those of any race. There is no Jew, no Greek in his kingdom. Now, I'm going to tell you that right now. Don't take me out of context. There is no Gentiles and Jews in the kingdom of God. You know why? Because we become one with Jesus Christ. And I'm going to tell you something else that's an amazing thing. I don't care if you're a Jew or a Gentile. When you believe in Jesus Christ and you have faith in him, then you become Abraham's seed. That is the blessing. That is the promise. You get it because you belong to Jesus, not because you're some race. Did you hear that? You receive the promise, the blessing of Abraham, not because of your race, your dynasty, your legacy, but because of Jesus, what he did for you on the cross. See, it angers me to think that people think they deserve something because their generations past gave it to them. Now, that's okay for these earthly things. But when you get into the things of the Spirit, the mystery of God, the only thing that counts, God is not going to go back and say, "Who was your great-granddaddy? Who was your grandmother? What is your blood status? Did you come over to America on the original Mayflower? You're in your ancestors? Oh, you're special." You know what God's going to say on that judgment day? "Did you know my son? Were you born again through him?" Because verse 29 says, "And if ye be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise, not by race, but by faith," dear friends. If you're Christ's, if you belong to him, then you're Abraham's seed. And shut up about what race you are. If race is all that important to you, we'll let you stay that race forever in hell. A lot of people say, "But Tex, you're forgetting the covenant." Oh, God made a covenant with the Jews and he makes covenants with races. No, I know about those covenants. But see, you don't understand that those covenants often are allegories. They have meaning beyond just the words that you read there. Oh, God has a real meaning for covenants. For example, if you have your Bibles, dear friends, turn to Galatians chapter 4, verse 22. Talks about that Abrahamic covenant. You know, the one that the Judaizers talk about all the time. Listen to this. It says, "For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondmaid," that's, in other words, a slave, "the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh. But he of the free woman," that is Sarah, if you'll remember, my friends, "was by promise." Verse 24 says, "Which things are an allegory, for these are the two covenants." Two covenants. Friends, these have meaning for you today, these two covenants. These are part of the mystery of God. Listen to what Paul said. "These are the two covenants, the one from the Mount Sinai, which gendereth," which brings you, in other words, "to bondage, which is Hagar." So the covenant that puts people in captivity to evil, to bondage, to slavery, is the covenant which is Hagar. And then Paul goes on explaining. He says, "For this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and answereth to Jerusalem, which now is and is in bondage with her children." Earthly Jerusalem, that's Mount Sinai in Arabia. And Hagar is Jerusalem. That's fleshly Israel, which is in bondage with her children. Wow. The Jews are in bondage if they don't believe in Jesus Christ. And that's what Paul is saying. And their covenant is the covenant that pertains to Hagar. You know, I've always been taught that different by preachers when I was a little boy. They always said, "Well, you know, the covenant of Hagar, that has to do with the Palestinian people. Now, the covenant of Sarah, now the free woman, that has to do with Jerusalem and the Jews." Really? The Bible here says something totally different. Now, verse 25, where it says, "For this Hagar answereth to Jerusalem and is in bondage with her children." Verse 26 says, "But Jerusalem, which is above," you can't see it, friends, it's in heaven, heavenly Jerusalem, "is free, which is the mother of us all." Ah, now we get it. Now we get it. There's the heavenly Jerusalem above that is the mother of all Christians, this great heavenly city of God, heavenly Jerusalem, Mount Zion, is the mother of us all, and we're free in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus, there is liberty. We're free. But the Jerusalem which is here on earth, which now is, as Paul puts it, is in bondage with her children, meaning the Jews. The Jews that are to come, the generations to come, are in bondage. Well, it'd have to be that way. Everyone on this planet is in bondage who does not have Jesus Christ in their soul. But why don't the Jews get the other covenant? Why doesn't Jerusalem, which now is, and her children, why don't they get the covenant that was Sarah's, the free woman? Well, that's heavenly Jerusalem. That's for Jesus' children. The devil's children can't get that. You say, "Well, are you saying that all Jews are of the devil?" Of course, I'm talking about the devil's children versus Jesus' children. And Jesus' children are neither Jews or Gentiles. Didn't I already tell you that? Please. Don't make me repeat myself. And besides that, the Bible says they broke the covenant. He would have given them, he gave them a good covenant, but they broke it. They threw themselves into Hagar's covenant by breaking the covenant God made with Abraham. And God says, "Okay, you who broke that covenant, I'll give you the Hagar covenant. You'll be in bondage." But those who believe in my Son, Jesus Christ, you'll have a different covenant. You'll be free. You'll have heavenly Jerusalem as your city. So friends, we have two different cities here at play. We have the heavenly Jerusalem, the mother of us all. We are free in Christ Jesus who believe in him. We're citizens of that great Zion, Mount Zion, heavenly Jerusalem, if we know Jesus, regardless of our race. Let me repeat it. Regardless of our race, because flesh and blood cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. And that city is in heaven. And don't try to climb yourself up to heaven. The rich man died and he looked up and he saw it, but he couldn't get there. There was a bridge or an abyss, a gulf between he and there. He couldn't get up to Abraham's bosom. He couldn't make it. And boy, was his tongue parched. Boy, was it hot down where he was. He was of the covenant of Hagar. He was of the Jerusalem of this earth, which now is, which is in bondage. He was in bondage to the devil. Read the story of the rich man, the parable of the rich man and Lazarus. What happened to him who went on to be in the bosom of Abraham? But you see, if you don't understand the parable of the mystery of God, you're not going to understand the parable of the rich man and Lazarus either. Jeremiah chapter 31 says, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break." Oh my goodness. Did you just get that? Isn't that confirming what Paul said here? Two covenants. One of Sarah, free covenant, heavenly Jerusalem. The other of Hagar, the slave girl. She had a son, all right. A slave son. She was a slave woman. She was in bondage. And what is she but Jerusalem, which now is, and her children. But those who are the children of the living God, Jesus Christ, are citizens and heirs of Abraham, the seed of Abraham, regardless of their race, regardless of their race. Why don't the Jews, all the Jews, some Jews, of course, will accept Jesus. Some Jews did. Some Jews were apostles, and they accepted Jesus.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky, it's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.